Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business, a man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, Tawna National Football League. Getting you set to bet and hopefully win tonight with the Patriots and the Jets. And why I think tonight, I think the Patriots might win big in this game. I would only bet New England. It does feel like a but game for the Patriots. Sure, like you beat the Jets 30-3. Yeah, but what about in January? And that sucks, I guess, if you're a Patriots fan, but that's the reality of the situation. The favorite to be the one seed in the AFC playoffs, the clear favorite to win the AFC East, and a bunch of teams ahead of them on the odds board to win the AFC and go to Super Bowl 60. Gave you thoughts on the Steelers and the Bengals. I can't wait for that game this Sunday in Pittsburgh. Must win for the Steelers, and Aaron Rodgers better look good in that game, because if he doesn't, I think he's doing the J-O-B to Father Time, and soon. Not as far as like life is concerned. Hopefully he lives a long time. As far as being a quarterback in the National Football League, a productive one, he'll do the J-O-B. Gave you thoughts on the Chargers and the Jaguars, why I am not optimistic in Trevor Lawrence and Jacksonville's opportunity to win this weekend. And I still think the Falcons might have a little something here. And maybe I'm wrong. We'll find out when they host Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers this Sunday. Pro sports bettor Joey Knish stops by in 20 minutes. College football bets for the weekend. We still will get into the, I think we have news on Jalen Brunson. Okay, so we'll break in and do this for a second. So I was actually really pissed at Knicks head coach Mike Brown last night, and I've been really happy with Mike Brown thus far this season. Because look, like, you lose to the Orlando Magic, even without Paolo, and we'll do more NBA later in the show. Like, I bet the Knicks last night, but I even said on the show, it should not be a surprise if the Magic win and carry over the momentum from the Desmond Bane buzzer beater earlier in the week against the Portland Trailblazers. So, like, the Knicks losing the game, I'm not going to bang on them for it. They had 1-5 straight. They look awesome. Orlando's really good. And at some point, the Magic are going to start playing better. But I do have a big issue with Mike Brown having Jalen Brunson in with less than 2 minutes to play down by 16. Like, this is something Tom Thibodeau would do. And this is one of the reasons why people, including me, wanted Tom Thibodeau out of New York. Because he played the starters into the ground. Why is Jalen Brunson in at the end of the game last night? To roll his ankle. and Ian Begley of SNY and The Athletic reporting overnight that he left MSG in a walking boot and on crutches. We just got this tweet from Shams Charani of ESPN. It looks like this isn't as bad as it could have been for Jalen Brunson. Grade 1 right ankle sprain. Will definitely miss tomorrow night's game against the Miami Heat and will be evaluated daily. Okay, like that sounds much better than like out 2 to 4 weeks and will be evaluated then. Evaluated daily makes it sound like this will be a short-term absence for Jalen Brunson. This feels like, and I'm doing this live on the air right now as a Knicks fan, exhale, best case scenario for the New York Knicks. If Brunson's only out a couple games and he'll definitely miss tomorrow and they'll go from there. I am hoping that Mike Brown learns his lesson here. Like, there's no reason why at the ends of these games, Brunson should be in and like Karl Anthony, like, no. Like, empty the bench. Gotta have these guys healthy come playoff time. It's not about the Knicks winning 60 regular season games. It's about winning 4 rounds coming up in the postseason, or at least 3 and getting to the NBA Finals. So that is the update on Jalen Brunson. Okay. Market update now, as promised, for the two big games in the NFC this weekend. The Eagles and the Lions on Sunday Night Football, the Rams and the Seahawks in Los Angeles. The Rams holding as a 3-point home favorite against Seattle, 3-110. Total in the game is 48.5. And the big injury news here, Davante Adams back at practice today for the Rams. And here's what we have here for Adams. Ran routes as normal during the individual pass game drills. This is per Nate Atkins, who covers the team. No defenders were lined up on Adams, but he looked smooth and caught each pass in the open portion. Sean McVay, who generally is pretty honest about stuff, and there's a great Twitter account, like Coach Speak Index, who covers this. I think he does a really great job. McVay is generally pretty honest. Said yesterday, on Wednesday, that Devontae is going to play on Sunday, that he feels good about it. So I'll take him at his word. The betting market tells you that Devontae's probably going to play. The Rams is a full 3-point home favorite. And then on Sunday Night Football, with the Eagles and the Lions, and we're awaiting a Lions injury report here, because it was a CVS receipt, the injury report yesterday, with all the players potentially out for the Lions. Philly, a 2.5-point home favorite. We are very, very close to going to 3. The total in that game, 46.5. Aiden Hutchinson did practice today for Detroit. We're getting this news now. Sam Laporta did not. My bet's in on the Rams. Femi and I talked about it on Monday, that if you're going to give me Matthew Stafford against Sam Darnold and less than 3, I'm going to bet it. And I want Sam Darnold to prove it to me. And I'm willing to be wrong. And I've been like Mr. Sam Darnold this season. I'm being serious. Like, you're out there listening, watching. Thank you for checking out this show. I am guessing that this is not the only sports content you consume. Like, find me someone in the media that's been more effusive in praise of Sam Darnold than me over the course of this season. I'm not sure that you can. But now we get into a spot with Darnold where the lights are going to be bright, the competition is really, really, really strong, and we saw him wilt under pressure last year. And I really respect Odyssey NFL insider, my buddy Brian Baldinger, comes on the show every Wednesday, and he made the case yesterday that, okay, like the Lions game was one thing in Week 18 last year, Vikings at Lions Sunday Night Football, but in the wild card game against the Rams, against the same Rams team, like the offensive line was injured for Darnold. Look, like, you can make that case, and I respect Baldy, and I would say this to Baldy if we had had more time. Like, Darnold was terrible in the game. And maybe, like, he's graduated to the next level. And I'm willing for that to be the case. I'll pay to see it. I'll pay to see how I'm wrong about this. I do like the Rams on Sunday to beat the Seattle Seahawks. I laid 2.5. I don't know that I would lay 3. That's why you got to check out the show all week long.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to hydro.com code fit and save up to $600 on your next hydro. Hydro.com code fit.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
And as far as the Eagles and the Lions go, just quickly on A.J. Brown, who has made news this week. This is just like such a 2025 sentence I'm about to utter. On a Twitch stream of people playing Madden, said on the Twitch stream, if you have me in fantasy, drop me. Because he's not getting the ball. You know, that old chestnut. And he's putting like the cryptic tweets out there, really leaning into the whole, you know, diva wide receiver bit, is A.J. Brown. Couple things on A.J. Brown. Number one, if you're fantasy football and you have A.J. Brown, do not drop him. I hope that goes without saying, but do not take his advice. Do not drop him. I know it's frustrating when he goes 2 catches for 13 yards, like he did Monday night against the Packers. He also has the ability in any given game to go for 5, 150, and 3. In any game he plays him. And sure, like, you could start, I'm just going to throw a name out there, like Josh Downs, like the cold slot receiver. And they're on bye this week, but you understand what I'm saying. And Downs could go, you know, 7 for 51 and maybe score a touchdown. So you might be able to get a week where Josh Downs' floor is higher than A.J. Brown's floor. But A.J. Brown's ceiling is higher than, like, almost any other receiver ceiling in the league. Not maybe not like Jefferson or Chase or Puka or Smith and Jigba, but man, at his best, he's capable of nuking teams. Star Destroyer, Death Star, Alderaan, Disturbance in the Force. Do not drop him. Unless you play in a league with me. In which case, please drop him. I would love to pick him up. Pick him up! You bet on this Thursday. And just in defense of A.J. Brown, second thing here on A.J., I know a lot of people think A.J. Brown's a diva. And I kind of understand it, like the cryptic tweets, all that stuff. Just think about what A.J. Brown said a couple days after the Eagles won the Super Bowl this year against the Kansas City Chiefs. He wrote on Instagram that he thought winning a championship would, like, feel different. Like, he thought it would, like, make him happy. And I'm paraphrasing. You can go back and read it. I've captured the spirit of it. That he thought it would make him happier than it did. And what he realized after the team won the Super Bowl and after a couple days of sleeping on it and kind of letting it soak in was that he doesn't play the game to win titles. He plays to dominate the defender in front of him. Like, he's sick in a good way. He's psychotic in a great way. And I think if that's his mindset, like, the mindset is not, I want to go, like, I need to catch 15 passes for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns every week. I think the mindset is, I want to, like, break the spirit of the guy in front of me. And I don't know if you can ever be a diva if that's how you feel. You bet on this Thursday. And you know my opinion on the Eagles here. Best team in the NFC. Most talented roster in the NFC. I think Detroit's really good, and I think Dan Campbell calling the plays on offense has added a fun new wrinkle to things, and I love Dan Campbell, and I love the Lions. But if it's Eagles favored by less than 3, like, I need, the bet is, basically, I need the Eagles to win, then yeah, like, I'm gonna make that bet. Because they usually win. Almost always. Give me the Eagles on Sunday night at any number less than 3. Philly, minus the 2.5. Give you some quick thoughts on college football ahead of Knish coming on in about 10 minutes here on the show. A couple games with college football playoff implications that I have not gotten into yet this week on the show. Let's go to the ACC, where Pitt, you know, the Panthers, with Mason Henshtal. I had to, me and Tyler went on YouTube earlier just to make sure we got the pronunciation of the name correct. Pitt hosts Notre Dame. Notre Dame, a 12.5-point favorite at BetMGM, total 54.5. And if the Irish win out, like they are in the college football playoff, that is a certitude. If Notre Dame wins out, the Irish will make the college football playoff. And that's pretty incredible because remember, obviously, where we were earlier in the year, Notre Dame loses the opener to Miami, and then the botched play at the end against Texas A&M, and A&M beats them by one. And we're like, is Notre Dame going to miss the playoff? Well, doesn't look like it. Looks like Notre Dame's going to make it. And the Irish have been the preferred betting side this week, out from minus 10.5, now up to 12.5. And there's a fun subplot in this game, and it's Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi, who was asked by the local media in Pittsburgh if this is a must-win game. And he had what I would consider to be one of the great brain-dead responses in the history of brain-dead responses. Like, almost should be studied in classrooms by children, like, to know what not to say. His response, is this a must-win game, was no, it's not. We could lose 110-10, lose by 100, and he'd take it as long as they won their final two games in ACC play. Wow. What a message to send to your players. You could lose by 100, and I don't care. What a message to send to the boosters in the NIL era, to the fan base. Yeah, that's great. We could lose by 100 to Notre Dame. No big deal. And the rotten cherry on top of this horrible Sunday for Narduzzi, the Pitt Panthers, and Pitt fans is Pitt doesn't even control its own destiny as far as making the ACC title game goes. So it's just a really stupid thing to say. Now, with that being said, this is not your father's Pitt Panthers, your older brother's Pitt Panthers. No, 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 no. This Pitt team, since the quarterback change, Henshtal, throws it all over the yard. Scored 30 points or more in 5 straight games, and Pitt has the best rushing defense, literally, in the country. Now, here's Jeremiah Love and Notre Dame to test that out. And maybe Pitt's defense breaks against Notre Dame and Notre Dame's run game. It's certainly possible. But we know how Pat Narduzzi, how he goes and what he does, and when you want to bet Pat Narduzzi and when you want to bet against him. In a spot like this, big home dog. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love Pitt to cover this weekend. I don't think Pitt is going to win. I think Notre Dame is too good, and Carr is too good, and Love's too good, and Marcus Freeman's too good, and he's very handsome. Platonically. Notre Dame will win, but I do think Pat Narduzzi and Pitt will find a way to keep this game closer than expected and cover the spread. We'll get into Ole Miss and Florida. We'll get into Georgia and Texas and the line movement there later this hour. But on the other side, best bets for the college football weekend with our good buddy, pro bettor, Joey Knish.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.